In Washington, D.C., White House staffers are preparing to hand over office telephone logs and computer diary records to the U.S. Justice Department. They must have all those documents assembled by the end of business Tuesday. Investigators at Justice are looking into a leak, reportedly from the administration, that revealed the identity of an undercover CIA operative. Word of the deadline has punctuated what has been a difficult week for the Bush administration, a number of regards in Congress and in the opinion polls. NPR's White House reporter Don Gagne joins us. Don, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Scott.
And what exactly are investigators looking for in these documents? What could they contain?
They want to see if these records, going back some 20 months, deal in any way with Ambassador Joseph Wilson, with his trip to Africa in February of 2002. He went there to check out alleged Iraqi attempts to purchase uranium there. They want to see if there's information on the identity of his wife, the leaking of whose name this summer triggered this first criminal investigation the White House has faced. And they want to scrutinize contacts White House staffers have had with the media regarding any of these topics. They've singled out specifically contacts with Robert Novak, the columnist, and a pair of Newsday reporters. Though, that, Scott, this is just the first wave. To follow will be requests for interviews with some staffers. There could be polygraph tests. And the White House counsel has informed staff that White House lawyers represent the president and are not private attorneys, essentially saying that if you feel you need a lawyer, then you'll have to hire one on your own.
Some congressional Democrats, as you know, have complained that some of those whose records are going to be scrutinized have political and personal ties to Attorney General John Ashcroft, who's leading the investigation.
Absolutely, and expect them to keep up the pressure on this, even though the Democrats can't force the naming of a special prosecutor. That's Ashcroft's call. And so far, he says the career professionals and prosecutors at Justice and FBI can more than handle this job. But the questions do deal with the notion that President Bush appointed Ashcroft and that Ashcroft has close and long-time personal and professional ties with some top White House officials like Karl Rove, the president's political advisor.
Chief Weapons Inspector David Kaye issued an interim report and told Congress this week that after 3 months of searching, and he wants another 6 or 9 months, his team is yet to find weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. How does this affect, could this affect, the administration's appeal to Congress for more billions of dollars to help rebuild Iraq?
Well, it is potentially damaging at a time when that request for billions is out there, and frankly, when the administration is trying to stem a real erosion in the percentage of people who support the president's Iraq policy. So politically, it's important. And I can tell you, it sure wasn't the headline the White House wanted to see yesterday. The president himself was out there trying to spin the story to change the focus, as was Vice President Cheney yesterday. They really worked this hard yesterday.
We are 13 months away from the next election, but a New York Times CBS poll this week has shown the president's approval rating dropping.
The downward trend continues. And a very significant thing in that poll is that question of whether or not the country's on the right track or wrong track. And 36% of the country said right track. 56% of those said wrong track. So that's a flip-flop from about 6 months ago.
Don Gagne, thank you.
Thank you.